take a second to get plugged in here. Okay, thank you, Steve. I'll put my mic on then. I typically don't have a problem projecting, but just to be safe, I'll go ahead and plug in. I've got a feeling of anxiousness, a feeling of excitement and nervousness that I normally don't have quite to this extent. And that's completely due to the fact that I'm extremely excited to be here this morning, and I can just feel a difference in the room, an excitement as I'm coming in, and as I look around, I can just see the smiles on people's faces. The opportunity to be here, it feels like it's been a year, it's been a few months, but each week, my family, I know we long to be here. And so I'm sure the sentiment is shared this morning. And so in deciding what I wanted to talk about today, I thought about some of my emotions that I've had over this time. And I thought about the challenges that may have come in light of this pandemic. If you didn't know, there's a pandemic going on. It's called the coronavirus. Unfortunately, I deal with it every single day. We have a task force on base, and I happen to be on it, and so I'm a bit coronavirus out, so I'm not going to speak on it too much this morning, but rather the circumstances that it may have brought upon us as Christians during these times. And I'm going to start by asking this morning, I was trying to think of a title for the lesson, and one of the songs I enjoy singing and leading eventually just came to my mind. It may not have been the perfect title, but I think it's fitting in these times. And the title of my lesson this morning is It Well With Your Soul? There may have been challenges these past few months. You may have had feelings of discomfort, distress, heartache, trouble. And how has it affected your soul? Are all things well with your soul this morning? Well, I hope the answer is yes. Psalm 62, verse 5. Yes, my soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from Him. This morning, as I said, I'm happy to be here. I know we're all very excited. And maybe there's been a rush of emotions over the past few weeks. There's been a couple of psalms that have come to my mind during these times. And this morning, I just couldn't help but not mention them. And so I want to start by reading through a couple of those. I don't know if your mind or your frame of thought have been centered or can relate more than ever to these psalms, but I feel like I can have a better understanding and appreciation of these now. So first I'm going to read Psalm 122, a sentiment that I believe we share this morning. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together, where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For thrones are set there for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper all who love you. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord of our God, I will seek your good. Maybe that's the feeling we have this morning. Maybe Psalm 137, a beautiful psalm, a lamentation on exile in Babylonian captivity. Of course, I lost my place. Psalm 137, maybe. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept. We remembered Zion. We hung our harps upon the willows in the midst of it. For there were those who carried us away. Captive asked of us a song. And those who plundered us requested mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. I do not remember you. Let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth, if I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, against the sons of Edom, the day of Jerusalem, who said, Rise it to its very foundation. O daughters of Babylon, who are to be destroyed, happy the one who repays you as you have served us. Happy the one who takes and dashes you little ones against the rock. And then last night I was thinking through another psalm and I could remember the words, and then I finally found it. I know you could probably relate. Psalm 84, longing for a home in heaven. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will be praising you. Blessed is the name whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. And they pass through the valley of Baca. They make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. O God, behold our shield and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be in a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. What a great sentiment we can have. And so this morning, I know, I hope you're as happy as I am to be here. But I want to check, I want to ask, I'm curious, how are you doing? How have you been? It's been far too long. Those are some of the thoughts I have for each of you this morning. And I want to ask, how's your soul? And that's the focus of our lesson this morning. There's three points I'd like to make, and then the lesson will be yours. How is your soul? Have you been able to take comfort in these times of chaos that is in Jesus Christ? I think chaos is an appropriate word. The world seems to be, they've seemed to have sputtered in many directions over many days. Times don't seem to be getting any easier for the world. It seems there's a new injustice every day or a new symptom of a pandemic every day. That is, in what I think is a pretty accurate description of chaos in the world. And how have you let that affect you? Have you been able to take comfort that is in Jesus Christ? Comfort's a state of physical ease, a freedom from pain or constraint. Or it's the ease of alleviation of a person's feeling grief or distress. So how are you doing? How is your soul this morning? How have you been affected? Have you had grief? Have you lost your job? Have you been isolated from the ones you love? For the world is in a panic. I want to remind you this morning to take comfort. Take comfort in God's Word. Take comfort in your soul for that home in heaven one day. And so, brothers and sisters, I urge you, remember the comfort that we have. Don't let the world trouble you during these times. I'm going to now look at a few scriptures to kind of help us focus our thoughts on the comfort we have. Psalm 23:4, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. 2 Corinthians 1:3 and 4. Praise be to the God and Father, our Lord, Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. We have a great comfort in Jesus Christ. Share that comfort with others. Let them know there's a difference among us. The world may be panicked. Romans 8:28. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him and who have been called according to His purpose. Psalm 119:76. May your unfailing love be my comfort according to your promise to your servant. And so I ask this morning, how are you? How is your soul? Have you been troubled? remember to take comfort. Next time, I want you to remember to pray. Remember the great gift that we have and the ability we have to talk to God, to let Him know our weaknesses, asking forgiveness of our sins as we often do, thanking Him for our blessings. And I'm just going to look at one verse here. This is a verse that I was talking to my grandmother a while back. She's 90 years old. And most of her friends have already gone through the nursing home. Many of them have gone home to the Lord. She's been married 3 times. She never wanted to be married more than once. She'll love me for me to admit that this morning. But each of her husbands have passed on. The life cycle has been unkind to a 90-year-old in these days and our elder. And so I was talking to her, just asking how she was, and she said, "I take comfort in prayer. In times of weakness, I take comfort in prayer." And she said, one verse I always look to, and I think this really struck a chord with me, and this is a verse I'll always remember. Psalm 46:10. "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Be still. Know God. The strength that He has no bounds. We don't understand the great power. Our eyes have not seen it. But take comfort in prayer. And so I ask you, remember to pray. Remember to pray. The last point I want to talk about is rejoice. Rejoice in our hope as Christians. We talk about a hope quite often. A different man as we lead will say, "Remember the hope we have. We put our faith in this hope." Well, I want to expand on this a little bit. What does hope mean? It means to trust. Trust in, wait for, look for, desire something or someone, or to expect something beneficial in the future. That is hope. I've taken this definition and played with it a bit. What is our hope as Christians? Our hope means to trust in the Lord, look to His Word, desire heaven, and it'll be your eternal home. That is our hope as Christians. And so I urge you and want to remind you during this time, as I'm asking you and checking upon you, as I think to myself how my soul is, remember our hope. Now I want to look at a few verses. 2 Corinthians 4:17 and 18. "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us eternal glory." Notice it says momentary troubles. That far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. That is our hope. Lastly, I want to look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 6. "Praise be to God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. And all of this, you greatly rejoice. Through now for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials." Remember the inheritance that we have. Be comforted by it. It's kept in heaven for us. It doesn't perish, it doesn't spoil, it doesn't fade. But that hope is through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. It's Jesus Christ who gave His life for us. In conclusion, how have you been during these times? How is your soul? Have you let the world get to you? Have you sinned during these tough times? How have you held up emotionally? Have you looked to Scripture for strength, comfort, peace, and hope? I hope you have. It's God's Word that we need to turn to when we're troubled. The sentiment this morning, as I started earlier, is probably one more like the next point. And I'm very excited about it, and so I want to say, let's take our zeal and happiness today and share it with others. We're excited. It's a great joy and pleasure to be here amongst you this morning. There are people in the world today that do not have a church family to go back to today. They continue to live in the fear and isolation of a pandemic. They can't find the comfort through the words of man today. They look to doctors for comfort. They look to doctors for hope. Now more than ever during a time of crisis. But that's not who we look to. We look to God. And we can be happy about that. But don't take our excitement and our happiness and just keep it to ourselves. Share it with others. And so today I want to challenge you to invite at least one friend to services. Let them know everything will be okay. We'll be safe and precautious. Invite at least one friend. Or if you can't do that, talk to one family member. Talk to one cousin, brother, sister, mother, father, son, daughter. Talk to one right now. In troublesome times and trials and tribulations, people will look for an answer. And maybe it's been a while since you've talked to those around you that may have been lost. I know I have. It's been a while since I've talked to family. I like to think I haven't given up on them, but right now they're troubled. The world has brought a lot of trouble during these times. Remind them of the comfort and hope that we have. This is your opportunity. What a great opportunity we have when the world is looking for an answer. So take our zeal and happiness and share it. Let's just start with one person. Maybe that one person could be your father who had fallen away 30 years ago for some of us. Let's take the opportunity to talk to him. I want to urge you and challenge you to take the zeal that we have and spread it. So I ask again, how is your soul? I know, like Brother Allen said, it's a short lesson. It's intentional with the amount of time that we're here this morning, but some thoughts that I had during these times. I ask, how's your soul? If you're not a Christian this morning, I want to invite you to come forward, to have your sins washed away, to have the comfort, to have the hope that can be provided to you. If you've struggled during these times, if you sin, if you've fallen away, know that we are here. We'll pray for you. Ask forgiveness of those sins. For we have a great hope. We have a great reward. I ask you to consider these things as we stand and as we sing.
Would you live for Jesus and be always pure?